lagt nå, ikke nå. Nå synes vi biter meg ikke nå. Ja, så jeg er det første barnet med spøygøy kallet Alan Brown John. And it's called To See the Rabbit. We are going to see the rabbit. We are going to see the rabbit. Which rabbit, people say? Which rabbit, ask the children? Which rabbit? The only rabbit. The only rabbit in England. Sitting behind a barbed wire fence, under the floodlights, neon lights, sodium lights, nibbling grass. On the only patch of grass in England. In England. Except the grass by the hoardings, which doesn't count. We are going to see the rabbit, and we must be there on time. First we shall go by escalator, then we shall go by underground, and then we shall go by motorway, and then by helicopterway. And the last 10 yards, we shall have to go on foot. And now we are going, all the way to see the rabbit. We are nearly there. We are longing to see it. And so is the crowd, which is here in thousands, with mounted policemen and big loudspeakers and bands and banners. And everyone has come a long way. But soon we shall see it, sitting and nibbling the blades of grass in. But something has gone wrong. Why is everyone so angry? Why is everyone jostling and slanging and complaining? The rabbit has gone. Yes, the rabbit has gone. He has actually burrowed down into the earth and made himself a worm under the earth. Despite all these people, and what shall we do? What can we do? It is all a pity. You must be disappointed. Go home and do something for today. Go home again. Go home for today. For you cannot hear the rabbit under the earth. For you cannot hear the rabbit. Under the earth, remarking rather sadly to himself, by himself, as he rests in his warren under the earth. It won't be long. They are bound to come. They are bound to come and find me, even here.
Thank you, Eric. I'm glad to see you again. Now we have Cedric.
My heart is thumping in my chest. I can't stop it. I can't stop it. I can't stop it. I lied to you. I did. I had to. Just like the day we broke the ice. We. I. Because I saw you. Ever since, all the facts have become noise. My habits become toys to distract me from you. Silence. Oh, sly lunt that stabs my pericardium, yet I stay alive. Listening to thumping, ongoing. All of my words are that of a friend. Every one of them is a band. Another one of my fibers to mend when it makes a cracking sound. I do not hear anything we say. Maybe as I scream in the well of our friendship, at the bottom, there is peace to be found. Silence. Broken. Because we both know there are no riches from mere talking, if what they should represent is gone. How strange is it that we decided to lie with one another as we lie to the other? One grunt of pleasure at a time. We peeled the layers of cloth, only adding to the sin. Only I won't have someone to explain why and where I've been. Silence. You went back. I can't explicitly blame you. I know you knew. Dancing to two symphonies is way too difficult. Especially one is a cacophony of the best and the worst that can be told. How that I have been overly bold and arrogant about conquering you. For a moment triumphant, yet ultimately left empty, and now wish you had remained a fantasy. Reality is humbling, truth is damning. You never loved me. I'm reduced to silence.
And I think you brought something more than just ice.
Yes.
Okay, next on the open mic is Joe Shortland. Thank you, Sue. This isn't my best poem, but it is for my small little fan club that I have. It's a favorite, so I'm going to do it tonight. Memories. If your house has no attic or basement, then where can you keep them? With your late summers hibernating in the garden shed, under the bed, asleep with your heavyweight winters, or under the stairs, piled up in layers, bound up or bagged. Pinned to the wall-facing side of the mirrors, placed between pages you've loved or once read. But remember, they will fish them out when you're dead. So, dump all your damaged ones, shred all your dreaded ones, choose your most cherished ones and scan them for truth. Burn all the doubtful ones and see what's left. The well-earned and well-learned you don't need to lose. Now, only keep the ones you can actually use, and store them with everyday things that you use without thinking. Like shampoo and cat food and matches and spices and spoons. Thank you. Next we have Max Frieden.
The writing exercise, they asked us, they said different poems and they gave us the first line. There were things like, I sometimes think of a beautiful face, but this one was the butterflies flew between the cars. That was more interesting. And it made me think about this butterfly. So, in the back of my head, I heard this song, but I couldn't remember sure. Oh, where are the butterflies gone? And the swallows and the bees? Is there a herald or a harbinger of the seasons without sweet creatures like these? Decimated by a lion's share, mustn't stick my neck out for the giraffe. Oh, where are the butterflies gone? A life less colour, less buzz, less of a love, less fragrant, less colour, flutter, less. A life less fragrant, less colour, less buzz, less of a laugh. Couldn't read my song. And the poem that came was, a butterfly flew between the cars, kamikaze through the minefield, and I thought of you, skidding in through the door, just in time, almost radiant. Even now, I wish you were here, to harness that chaotic energy and drink you in, imbibe your vigour. As I step off the curb, that butterfly came to rest, poised on the wing mirror. Narcissus, reflective, surveying himself. They're almost obsolete this summer, you know. The peacocks, white cabbage, tortoise shell wings. Disappeared like the hedges that hummed with the bees, and the clothesline of swallows that didn't come. Was it the sat-nav? Could they be bothered? Was it despair or stupid evolution that deleted them? Rendered them redundant. Each day, I step fast between the darting traffic. I reach the other side and I dodge my bullets. 9 degrees of separation. Who is fragile? Who is random? Who's where? I'm still here. But no, your orange blossom tree recalls you. A host of white cabbage butterflies lift like a little weaving gossamer cloud at the sound of passing traffic in that club. Right.
Thank you, Mags. Next we have Nicholas. Nicholas? He's probably gone. Patricia Walsh. Thank you, so this is called Instant Mediocrity. This is a girl with a thorn on her side, gathering asunder doctored memories at large. Form taking over function, affordable housing. Notorious undertakings spiral towards upwards of effect. There were happier times, record permitting. Or trying to afford a singular option. Dotting and crossing grammar is necessary. Nothing urgent to call for, no sympathy to be produced. Walking away and being met, poison for loving, public transgression or profit where it hurts. This private longing saves the cooler crowd. Happy destruction devours the final hour. No one wanting anyone else. Enough of kissing to jettison the premises of higher orders. Stop gapping when necessary, skins off noses, a thirsty companion laughing off to space. Balking at you, some private expectations abide, a logical step in a disastrous direction. Invading space to annoyance, interrogating the level, closing names places nevermore, clutching to realization. There's a fine after explosion, however small, accessorized singular, failing at will. Singular dying under the shadow of demand. Nicely hardwired to those seeking heaven. Thanks. Thank you, Patricia. And next we have Hayley Hughes.
I almost feel bad reading a silly poem, but it's silly. It's a first draft. It's called Man Speaks to Dog, Dog Replies. Hello, dog, says man. Would you like carrots, mashed peas? About to go off. Aw, no, who do you take me for? Says dog. Well, says man, you are dog. And you are man. Why do you eat such garbage? And why would you offer it to me? The dog sniffed. Man thought and thought. He said, man doesn't always know best. Woof, says dog. Obviously in agreement.
Thank you, Haley. Next we have Charles Clark.
Alvin in exile. A peasant passes, driving a horse and cart. A ferris is at the end of the channel, delta of the Danube. Disagreeable ford. Sorry, disagreeable food. Lovely people. A statue of the great poet surmounts the epitaph decomposed versus Inossa. On the verge of an empire whose thoughts he got to know intimately.
Thank you, Charles. Next we have Belisa. Is that how you pronounce Belisa?
Yes.
Maybe you'd like to read now? Okay. It's alright, anyway, because I like to play. I stick my fingers into cakes, and I'm always entertained. It's alright, anyway, other things make my day, and I don't have too much to say. It's alright, anyway, I forget and change my mind every day. And I've already exceeded my stay, and I don't need you to say. Much for stepping in to the gap. Next we have Kira Barrett.
Yes.
Hi. Thank you. I didn't expect to be reading here this evening. I'm living in Seattle, and my good friend Eileen told me about this evening, and I happen to have a poem in my phone, so here we go. I live in Seattle, so it's all cherry blossoms. So, snowing cherry blossom. A gentle breeze sways the branches of passing time. A carefree flutter of sun-kissed champagne pink petals, dancing to the symphony of nature, like a silent hush, a whisper, sharing secrets that echo softly to our ground. Some gather momentum, intertwine, a brief flurry of frenzy and excitement. A gentle still, caressed in a palm of wind, silently falling to form a cherry blossom blanket of beauty. Tiptoe on, pit-pattered through, a sniff, a sneeze, a taste of falling rain, a change of limbs, new smells, new form, the ground beneath shrinks pale, more still. The cherry blossom symphony ends for another season, but not without full glory, the movement of moments captured in nature. Passionate hearts touched, if only for a brief time, enchanted by champagne pink petals of cherry blossom snow. Thank you.
Thank you, that was beautiful. And now we have a quandary because we have two readers. And.
We have to end it.
Sadly, we have to end it without Phil and without our. Photographer in this evening. So thank you very much everyone for being here tonight. It was a wonderful evening, and we would like to give another round of applause perhaps to our guests today.